Oh, yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, okay. You ready?
Yeah, it's on.
Did you hear about the whale who swallowed a clown?
No, I didn't.
Well, let me tell you, it wasn't great, but he felt a little funny afterwards. Thanks, bye.
It wasn't what?
He felt a little funny afterwards. Clown, funny. Oh, God.
Welcome to Intermission, a show about anything and everything band-related, proving that band is fun. My name's Kim Shuttlesworth.
And I'm Riaz Muhammad.
In today's episode of What Day Is It?, we'll just catch up with you.
What day is it? You know what day...
Actually, I don't know.
You know what day it's not? It's not a holiday.
Happy Easter to those who celebrate.
Happy
or recognize,
right?
And have a 4-day weekend.
I think there's kids out there,
but I'm not complaining. They can wait.
I think they were trying to find me earlier. Anyhow, yep.
It's probably because they want candy.
Oh, that's true.
We've started off a little too negative.
Hold on, hi, let's everybody. Restart.
Yeah, here. No, it's fine. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
It's been a hot minute.
I need help.
It's been a hot minute since we have done our last podcast. We do apologize, but every week we're like, we're going to do it. And then
we forget.
And the week implodes.
I will say, I think we're doing a little bit better this year.
Yeah.
Because at least we didn't start recording and then come back the next day to finish it.
There's still a long, lot to go.
Yeah, I know. One can be hopeful.
Yeah, there's still a ways to go on that, but we are here on a Friday, of Good Friday, and
it's going great.
It's true. Our our holiday's a little tardy. Ours is in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we get tax day off, so
yeah, can't wait.
Great national holiday.
Yeah, tax day. And the Friday before it.
Sorry.
So, anyhow, we're okay. Here. We've had a lot go on this in the last couple weeks of being back from spring break. Lots of activity around our band hall, which I know everyone else has lots of activity going on. So, we just wanted to kind of touch base about where we are right now in the season.
And say hello that we're still alive. And
we are still alive. We are not as funny as we used to be because...
it's too serious right now.
The music has taken our souls.
Welcome to my life.
Exactly. No, let's we went to break.
And did a bunch of guard stuff.
Guard stuff. Really, let's brag on Color Guard for just a minute.
Yeah, let's do it.
So we are extremely grateful to have a large guard program with some wonderful staff.
And wonderful people. Yes.
And just wonderful human beings that love the kids and love the activity. And it's been a lot of fun. Because of that, I think they've created a great culture of the kids wanting, A, to be together, but also to do really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really proud of JV2, which they're the NTCA... something champions. Class champions. And then they were undefeated all season.
Yep.
So really proud of them. And then let's talk about the A guard for a second. So we have an open, an A, and a JV.
Yeah.
Very cool show that almost won their class in the Power Regional. They came in second by like a tenth of a point. And then, obviously, they won their state championship. But just watching them, I wish I could be like them because...
I wish I was skilled as them with their equipment.
Well, I'm more talking about the calmness. Like, they're just they're
no
just kids.
Deal.
And they're, they go into warm-up and they're just... looks like flawed. Like, I'm just going to toss it. Yeah, I'm just going
to
catch
it. You want me to toss? Okay. I caught it. Okay.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I dropped it once. Don't worry. It won't happen again. And then it doesn't.
It is fun to watch them, I'll say.
Right, because they just have this.
They just do it.
Yeah, but they're not, like, aggressive.
Nope.
Like, how's your day? It's fine. Are you excited about the show? Yeah. Like, just like,
it's not very like, much their personality. They perform to their personality.
I think.
Because the kids are, I feel like the kids are like that too.
Yeah. Well, what's your favorite part about today? The snacks.
The dinner.
The dinner.
What are we being fed?
When do we eat? You know, but they did well. And then the Varsity Guard is doing well.
Yeah. They do their last show next weekend.
Yeah, in 2 weekends they do their show.
Here at Coppell, so if you have a free weekend, you know.
Yes, so the championships.
Come out and watch.
But they're doing so well. I've scared them because I started showing up to rehearsals.
Clean some hands.
So listen, band directors out there. Sometimes you are the best thing that can happen to your color guard.
Sometimes.
And I'm not saying that I'm the best thing, but I do believe that I brought in a different approach at times. So I decided to show up for a rehearsal before their finals, WGI Power Regional. And I was walking around the floor. Mm-hmm. And then I just raised my hand. And I know Matthew was like,
"Oh no,
what is she doing?" I was, "Mr. Rummel, yeah. Where is their foot to, like, what count does this swing through?" Like, I was just, what is this at the 45? Is it at a 45? When's their dip count? Like, asking all these questions, and the kids' eyes are just kind of like, what is she talking about?
They know what's coming. She's asking these questions because it's unclear, and now we're going to get our butts handed to us.
Pretty much. Pretty much, right? And so then Matthew was like, okay. And so I do it again and go, the speed of the should they all be spinning together? Like, is that a thing, or is this a contagion, or a ripple?
They don't know what a contagion is.
And I'm telling you what, man, those kids are like,
get her out of here.
And Justin Lum's like, keep her here. So I stayed there and I cleaned for a little bit.
That's cute.
And then Mr. Rummel told him this week, like, she's stopping in on rehearsal on Tuesday night, guys. And they're like, again? And there were 7 people at that rehearsal, and every one of them was doing the same thing I was doing. No, that's not where that goes.
Oh, like 7 clinician people.
Well, 7 staff. Yeah, okay. They were there. And because Matthew's like, you don't have to come. There's the full staff's here, since we don't have the A or the JV guard going. And I was like, no, I'm coming. You know, and so I show up, and the seniors are like, here she goes. You know.
Get me away from her.
Don't worry, I'll be there next week too, ladies and gents.
No, the kids are great. The varsity, too, has been handling. I've spent most of my time when I'm doing guard stuff with them is with the varsity. Mm-hmm. I got to see them in Austin and just watching them walk into, no offense, Central Texas friends, walking into the Austin Regional and just watching those kids throw down. And it's the same process as a JV. Like, you want us to do what? Okay, let's go do it.
Right.
And like, just watching them hang out and interact with each other is probably the best part of all of that.
I learned how they like to take selfies, and I think it's really weird where it's like right on their forehead.
The foreheads. Yeah, point fives.
Yeah, I was like, what is this?
It's a young people thing.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm starting to learn.
It's not a me thing.
No.
I don't need to see my receding hairline.
I don't need to see my crusty forehead.
Right. So they're doing that. So two guards are finished. We got one more to go.
Yep.
I know. Nah, 3 guards, Kim. I got it. But we can still celebrate that.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's true. And then we got back from spring break and I almost had a panic attack.
Why?
Oh, because I had a performance that next Saturday at the Allen Premier UIL, hosted by Perform America.
Yeah, let's talk about how great that is.
Let's
first
go,
of
Perform
all,
America.
The event itself.
Yes, yeah, it's great.
It's I can't stress how much of a learning opportunity it is for adults that don't have a band there.
Right.
Because as somebody who doesn't have a band there, just sitting, I thought, to be honest, I thought I would be in that rehearsal bored.
Right.
Because normally, the last 2 years, I've floated because I just don't want to sit there. But just watching Jerry Junkin teach Firebird is and just sitting there and taking notes on every single thing that he's saying,
my score is blown up.
Yeah, sorry if my handwriting's terrible.
I actually could read it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I wrote slow for you on purpose.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it just, like, he has this nuanced way of saying what he wants and just pulling it out of the kids.
And also telling you that you need to practice more in the most professional manner.
Yeah. We need to spend some time on this.
My favorite part was, I don't know if you were in there yet, but he was like, Michelle Sorth, I'm not sure if you want me to go into this section. And I was like, oh, you can. He's like, glasses. That's not good.
I don't know. I'm not expecting this to be good by tonight.
Yeah. He's like, this is obviously not going to be good tonight.
Clarinets.
And he's like, it'll be good right around the time you really need it to be. It's like, okay. You know,
but because so at the end of that, he had a Q&A session with the children, and somehow he got onto a tangent of listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never related more to this man than in this moment when he said, I don't listen to band music because I get tired of it and I hear it in my head all the mm-hmm. time. That validated me.
Of your no feelings? Because he has feelings.
No, I'm not saying the man doesn't have feelings. I'm saying that validates me turning the radio off on the way home from work.
Mm-hmm.
But what I also thought, I didn't see this coming. It came out of left field. He says he recently started getting into EDM music.
I don't even know what that is, but I pretended like I did.
Electronic dance music. I think the D is for dance.
Okay.
That's rough. But I just started listening to it.
Is it good?
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that I'm a fan yet, but it can grow on me.
Okay.
We'll listen to some in a little bit.
Okay.
I think there's like an EDM version of Lincolnshire.
No, there's not.
We'll listen to it in a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go.
Yeah.
He answered a lot of fun questions.
He did.
The kids are trying to get me, though, and he was so professional.
Yes.
I'm glad he didn't budge.
Children, I'll tell you the truth.
He doesn't know the truth, guys, because he didn't know me in college.
I've heard enough.
I was perfect.
Okay.
Right, friends?
I'll text you, friends. But no, I thought all the bands that performed there were great.
Because we went last, so I got to hear most every single one of them.
Yeah. And obviously, it was great to see the Flower Mound guys walked in, spent some time with them, said mm-hmm. hi, poked my head in. I'll throw them under the bus a little bit. At the end of since we were the last ones, I was just walking backstage, making sure that all of our stuff is out.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this timpani stool. It's like, hey guys, or timpani chair, the new one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey guys, we're forgetting something. And then I look at it closer, and it says FMHS.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, let me just take this. And then I texted them. So I took it before even asking.
Yeah.
So they finally have it back now.
I know, because I texted Jana yesterday morning and I was like, hey, I know you have a concert tonight. Do you need this timpani chair?
And make them stand.
She's just like, yes. So I'll connect you guys. I was like,
eh. I think a band parent ended up
coming to pick it up
yesterday. Yeah, during rehearsal.
Oh, that's good. So, but yes, it was great to see those guys. It was great to see all the... Everyone. I got to see so many fun, you know, people from my past.
Mm.
You know, Damon Talley. He was really funny with the cronut. No, what did
the
I get
The mochi donut.
A mochi donut. Because he didn't want a bagel.
Well, he didn't want to walk all the way back the first place.
And I happened to pick up some for the staff. Yeah. And I was like, here, you can have this one. And then...
And we parted ways in like an intersection of the hallways.
Yeah.
And we veered off. And he was maybe like 30 feet away.
Yeah.
And all you hear is, oh, hell yeah.
On the donut. Right.
Probably best. That was probably the best of that weekend. Not going to lie.
Right. And then seeing Dr. Sedatol again, since we saw him at Midwest. Mm-hmm. And then Steve Davis, who was their clinician last year. And seeing Jamie Nix again. Who am I missing? Oh, and getting to spend some time with... Colonel Fettig was good. Or Jason Fettig, I should say now, not Colonel anymore, I guess. But anyhow, lots of good band going around DFW area. It's a very wonderful experience that I'm so thankful to Alan and Phil for we had Eric Wilson too. Eric Wilson is good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. But for Alan for hosting and Phil arranging that, and then Perform America for putting it on in terms of getting the clinicians and getting everything organized and the social aspects of things. Like, Eddie's the man.
Yeah. And I'm going to say it on tape and put a little bit of pressure on him. Eddie, I'm waiting for a non-varsity one. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
Exactly. Yeah. Why, that would be good.
Why not? It'd be so much fun.
It would be. Expand it.
Yeah.
On a different weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not all in one. But yeah, that would be fun. I think that'd be a great time. Yeah.
What else have we done? Pre-UIL. Our pre-UIL.
I've judged so many pre-UILs in the last 10 days. I can't remember. I don't listen to anything on the way home right now. Nothing. It's dead silent.
Yeah. I feel like anytime I'm at my desk, my headphones are on.
I listen to band for 7 hours on Monday.
I'm either listening to tapes or comments from people. And like, I'm starting to send off links to people and just write it all down. Tear it apart, please.
I just sent mine to Amanda Drinkwater and I just had a wonderful conversation with her. She's so wonderful.
Nothing changes with her.
I am the new president of her fan club. You can be vice chair.
Great. Done. And hospitality.
But you know what? She has. Here's some things she said to me that will be helpful, I think, for anyone. So obviously, we're working on Firebird right now.
Yeah.
And she asked me about my warm-up. And of course, I'm doing it wrong. I can tell. You know, when she said it. But she just said, hey, Kim, are you setting them up in the keys in your warm-up? And I was like, I've noticed, because I have, I've started modulating because I've noticed that they're uncomfortable. But I haven't been modulating the way I should have.
Okay.
Okay. She says, because there's 10 major key changes in Firebird,
yeah,
right? That I should do my Remingtons in those keys to find center.
Okay. Let me pause you right there.
Are you going to write this down?
No. I have never felt more validated about my job or my life than right now. Because there's all those key changes. Listen, we're not doing it well. But there's all those key changes in four Scottish dances, and that's what I've been doing. We'll do Remington in different keys.
Yeah.
Or there's this scalar chordal exercise that I do. Like, they start the scale in different groupings, like a chorale.
Correct.
Round, and we just go through the key changes just to get them playing in the tone center.
Do you feel better now?
Yes.
I'm so glad. I just haven't been doing it.
Yeah.
So that'll be today. So that's it for guys that are in awkward keys that aren't B flat and E flat or F. Go ahead and do your Remington in those keys and do your articulation studies in those keys to help them find the center better. Because Firebird, obviously, transcription, the keys, you know, for string instruments versus winds is not friendly together.
I feel like doing the ref. Hold on. Doing the F Remington, they do that so well. Because, I mean, it's something we do every day, but I promise you, playing it, doing a Remington in a different key will change your life because it will be horrible in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because they just don't know how. They don't pay attention because it's on autopilot.
So, you want to know another thing she said to me?
Mm-hmm.
She says, talking about even the accompanying lines, like playing within the melody softer, right? She says you have to welcome them into the opportunity of the musical expression.
What a great way of saying fit into the texture.
Right?
Read that one more time. Welcome them.
Welcome them into the opportunity of musical expression.
I still want to be her when I grow up.
Exactly. Right?
I don't know how she does it.
And to pay attention to the little things that make it appealing.
Hmm.
I mean, she just dropped knowledge on me, and I wrote it down.
Can't see that.
You want to take a picture of everything?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then, but when she was talking about the Remington, she said, the biggest thing is that you need to, in your warm-ups, when you're doing things like this, you need to make them feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Trust me, I feel uncomfortable.
Right. And I was just like, I'm fairly decent at my job. Why did I not think about this? You know? So I was like, oh my gosh. But she just shared that with me. And so I wanted to share that knowledge with you guys. But I will say, speaking of pre-UILs, and everyone's either finishing their UIL or getting into it. Yeah. And then people are starting their honor band recordings if they're doing that. And I will say, that what I am noticing about our bands, you know, And what I noticed, and I'll talk just about Wind Symphony for a second, is I listened to the tapes of the people making comments at our pre-UIL and listening to the sound of it from the hall,
mm-hmm.
and then listening to the recording, completely different.
Different. Yeah.
And so making the decision of, like, because you could hear dynamics in the hall a little bit. You could not hear them on the recording, right? You could not hear the distance. So that makes me interested in what are we really... So that's the importance of recording, I think, because if you can make it soft on the recording, it's definitely going to come out in the hall on a soft.
I mean, I literally had that thought just now while you were on the phone. I was listening to my tapes, and I was sitting here thinking, like... I thought they played way more musical than that.
Right, and it just sounded dead.
And it's not as obvious on the recording.
Right, so you have to do more.
Yeah, if we can open up to the extremes, not necessarily the loud stuff. It's the softer end of the dynamic spectrum. I think if we open up to that, just make it more obvious is what it is. Yeah.
And I made that comment a lot in my pre-UILs that I've judged over the last 10 days. Just a lot of... But it was interesting. There was bands that would play super soft because they're unsupported because they're not using enough air.
Mm-hmm.
And so their louds wouldn't go anywhere, right? Everything would just kind of... Everyone
just
sits in
soft well.
A medium pot. Everything just fit in a medium pot. And so you want everything to... You know, you want to have the little small ones that you cook the garlic in all the way to the big stews. You know, you want to be able to... Why do I always reference food?
Keep going.
But you followed.
Yeah.
You want to be able to do that and that... But you still have that air is more compact in the small, and you've got to be, and that's what is problematic. Is I think what I'm learning from young people is the softer they play, the slower the air and the speed.
Yes.
Like they want to just delay and not do it, and so constantly reminding the younger players that no, really, 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 really fast air corners. Thinking about your embouchure.
Yeah.
So it has taught me a lot.
And I mean, that's like, especially with the force band, the thing that I preach a lot is like softer dynamics does not equal slower.
Correct.
Air or faster tempo.
Does that mean loud?
Mean loud. Yeah.
Right.
But to add on to the Remington thing in different keys, the thing that I've been doing with my bands is play at different dynamics for all those key changes. One is piano. Another one's maybe forte. And I try not to go sequentially in dynamic order. Mm-hmm. I try to just change it up and throw it at them as quickly as possible so they can adjust faster. Now, the piano side of stuff isn't as soft as that. It needs to be, obviously, from the recording, so that's something we'll continue to work on this next week, I think.
Yeah. So I've learned a lot through listening to others about things that I need to fix and that I notice more about our program and ways that we do that. And that's why I say get out of your band hall and go listen to other people. And other people, allow people to come into your band hall. There is no...
Career secrets are not a thing.
Wait, let me rephrase what I'm about to say. You should not be afraid of judgment because we should all be in this activity together wanting people to do their best. We have to... I'm under the assumption that I want to assume positive intent of when someone comes in the band hall, they're coming in because they want to understand what's going on in their band hall, but also maybe what's going on in ours. I never turn away someone coming into our band hall. They're always welcome. And it's not because I think that we're doing it right. It's because sometimes they might say something that I don't know.
Yeah. And I'll say, so I've been very fortunate to be able to have gone out and like judge things and listen to other groups. And it also gives me a sense of validation that I'm trying because other people are having, I hear similar issues with those groups and they're trying to approach it in maybe a different way that I'm not approaching it or haven't even thought about. So being able to just hear what everybody around the state sounds like has been a good opportunity, I think, this semester.
I really do hope that our activity, especially given the climate we're in right now, educationally, that our activity sticks together in making sure that music education is successful all around.
Yeah.
Because, you know, dark days might be coming, and the number one thing that we can do is to ensure that the kids have meaning of why they're doing this. And whether that's, you know, hey, I don't know how to do this. Can someone come help me? Yeah, just call us, right? And I hope more people will do that. I know many, many people that give of their time endlessly to help others. And I just think there needs to be more of that in the activity, because I think more people need to feel supported. And sometimes I feel like, you know, people don't want to ask for help because they don't want to be bothered, or they think they're ashamed of them coming into the band hall because it sounds a certain way. And I want to remind everyone, we've all been there. Mm-hmm. We've all had a band that sounded that way or whatever it is. And you just learn from it and you grow from it and you get advice. I mean, come on. I started in middle school with a second band, made twos on stage, ones in sight reading. You know, my mom always said, well, at least you'll know you're teaching. You know, you just didn't program right, or you don't know what you don't know, you know. And that was the answer. You don't know what you don't know because you didn't ask, kind of
thing. Or no one has shown you the way.
Or no one has shown you. And so that's kind of my little mission here of, I hope that we will all be more open to helping and open to feedback if someone does have a good idea of how something should go.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like that's been my kick this semester. With doing that clinic at TMEA, I dug into, like, everyone. And I mean, everybody should have some sort of mentor.
Right.
Helping them. But when I was at UIL, we went out for dinner. The judges went out to dinner. When I was judging UIL, me and some of the other judges went out to dinner together. And we started talking about specifically head directors and how difficult the job is, because as an assistant, I've never sat down and realized, like, if this is your 15th year of teaching, you've never had a 15th year as a head director. Like, you're navigating your job too while trying to help an assistant. So I don't know that it all boils down to say that, yes, there's a support network for a lot of assistants out there, whether that's their head director or friends across town, across the state. But do we think that there should be some sort of support network for head directors?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't think that there's enough emphasis placed on that. Like, did anybody teach you how to be a head director?
No, I got thrown into the fire.
Okay. That was a baited question. That was interesting. Okay.
But
you didn't have a boss, essentially.
I did for a few years, and I saw what he did.
Yeah.
But he was still preparing me, I would say. But then I didn't get the option to still get that. And I just
I said that the wrong way.
It's fine. Yeah, I mean, I've been a head director way longer than I've been
an assistant.
I was an assistant for a total of 5 years, and I've been a head director for 13.
Jesus.
I know. I'm old.
You're not that old.
It seems odd, though, when I say it like that now.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like I have just a little bit different career path than a lot of people do. But mine is from sometimes unfortunate events that have put me on a trajectory to force myself. But I will say this. When that did happen to me, I had a slew of people helping. That, you know, when Bruce passed away, no one was going to let me fail, you know. Because
it's great to have that kind of community behind you.
Right. I mean, tons of people checking in on me. What do you need? What do you need? I remember, and it was Gary Markham, and God rest his soul. You know, we were going to Atlanta the fall, and Bruce had forgotten to set up, you know, I didn't know we had to have a rehearsal, you know, spaces, yeah. Right? And so I called Gary, and I was like, hey, man. Because I'd volunteered for for music festival for him a lot. And then I said, hey, is there any place that we can rehearse? Like, we're going to be on a bus for 16 hours. We need to really relax. And he says, Kim, don't worry about it. I'll set it up. And all of a sudden, I had two or three different rehearsal sites at my leisure. Didn't have to pay a penny for them.
That's great.
You know, and that was just the kindness of him. You know, saying, obviously you've got a lot going on. Let me see. And that's the kind of community I'm talking about. It's like, not everything has to have a credit attached to it. You know, you just do it because you want to. And so I thought, I was so thankful. Like, Carrie Taylor constantly came into my band hall a lot. listen to tapes, talk to me about it. And so as I got more confident in my job, I knew that it was my job then to start encouraging people to say, no, you can just ask for help. Like, I learn, you know, I learn stuff from people all the time. You know, I'll sit on a phone call with a friend that's also a head director, and they'll say something, and I'll write it down. Mm-hmm. Because we all, everyone has something to give, and not everyone is the holder of all the information of how this is supposed to go. And so I think it's really important that we allow that to happen.
We're all on the same team.
Correct. At the end of the day, we are. And it's about kids, and it's about music. So that's my soapbox about it.
We got really serious.
Yeah, but...
But it's good serious.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe we can help some bands, like, from via Amanda Drinkwater. I mean, come on.
God.
Yeah. I'm so glad I called her right before this. Because now I'm like, I need to look at my score and be like, oh, what am I doing? What am I doing? So, anyhow. Well,
that's,
we're going to wrap it up because...
Where we are, yeah.
He has class,
I
and
do.
You have someone coming.
Jerry Miller is here.
I know, and listen, he did really great with our kids yesterday. He started talking about physics, and I was like, what? I am tired. What are you talking about? So I finally, and you didn't see me do this, but I finally was like, got off the podium. I was like, just do it.
And I don't know what's about to happen, but we'll get better.
Listen, I was like, you just,
I'm excited.
Come on and do your thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I went, the kids are like, is she walking off the podium again? I was like, yeah. I just went and sit back. Sat in the section, listened to some people play, said, that's good. And then I said, uh-uh. So, that's anyhow, funny. It was fun. Well, listen, guys, we hope that you have a great, if you celebrate Good Friday, we hope you're having a good Friday. And then we'll talk to you hopefully next week.
Yeah. Tentative, whatever. We'll be back.
We'll be back. You know what? Mike Coward might be here next week, so maybe
Shut
we can get him on.
Okay, let's go.
Bye.
Bye.